morning. Hi, Mayor Peary.
How are you doing, Lindsay?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Very good.
So we'll get right into it. The other day, the stay-at-home order for the province expired in Doug Ford. He was cautiously optimistic about potentially opening early for stage one. What does that really, where does that put Timmins? Because we're still under the state of emergency.
Well, effectively, we're still under the state of emergency, and consequently, it means not much, to tell you the truth. If there's going to be any significant change in any direction, it'll be to the negative direction, because the medical officer of health, Dr. Cann, she has special powers under, not special powers, but she has powers under Section 22 that she could overrule any openings that she desired in the Porcupine Health Unit. So if there's any questions about actually what this means to the city of Timmins from those health orders, the best person an agency to talk to, of course, the Porcupine Health Unit, because ultimately they are the definitive people to be talking to on any of these issues. City of Timmins, we declared the state of emergency again as to support both the Porcupine Health Unit and the Timmins District Hospital, as well as the EMS services. But the defining agency here is the Porcupine Health Unit.
Right, exactly. And I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer this, but this was directly from a listener. With in-class learning not returning until September, Doug Ford did encourage outdoor graduation. Would that be allowed in Timmins under the state of emergency?
Again, the answer is within the Porcupine Health Unit. I think the restrictions right now are outdoor activities are restricted to five people. So that would, and I know that even if the Premier had decided had decided to open the schools, the Porcupine Health Unit had already stated they would have kept them closed. So this is a decision for the Porcupine Health Unit.
Yeah, of course. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, as I say, we're still plowing through this. You saw another 40-plus cases yesterday. And again, I will keep talking about vaccines. The pop-up clinics have been they've been successful. That's the way to go. People can show up. I mean, the EMS shows up to where the people are. And these are the people that were unlikely to get vaccinated. The rates of vaccinations are increasing. The 12 to 19 population has a significant increase in the number of vaccines that have been administered. So and yes, now it's only the under the 40 group that still has less than 50% of vaccines being applied. So we're getting there with the vaccines. So I'm just imploring people, get your vaccines.